me straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? We just dance.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In a city in Russia's Ural Mountains, a second hearing in the espionage trial of an already imprisoned Wall Street Journal reporter.
Evan Gerskovich, appearing behind closed doors, is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a plant that produces military equipment, some of which is used in Ukraine. It's a claim his employer and U.S. officials have denounced. Russia's foreign minister, on the other hand, says his country has irrefutable evidence that the 32-year-old is guilty. Moscow signaled the possibility of an eventual prisoner swap.
ABC's Tom Rivers. Former President Trump tonight formally accepts the Republican presidential nomination at the Milwaukee convention. Last night, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance accepted the vice presidential nomination. Facing conservative backlash, farm equipment manufacturer John Deere says it'll no longer sponsor social or cultural awareness events. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets were higher yesterday, August up 7 to 1981, September up 12 to 2042, October up 10 to 2051, November up 24 at 2019. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels up 2.5 to 191 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 0.5 to 186. 7 trade a barrel, 8 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3/4 to 313. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 0.5 to 116.5. 3 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 50 cents even and no trades on the day. Live cattle markets higher, feeder cattle markets mostly higher as the cattle markets had some technical buying helping to support the markets as well. Now, even though there's some expectations of mixed cash markets, live cattle were higher, feeder cattle mostly higher. Following the live cattle markets, the nearby months though were lower after hitting technical resistance levels. Hog markets mostly higher as the markets continue to rally on the market's stronger performance in pork cutout value. values. August live cattle up $1.60 to $184.27. August feeder cattle down 7 cents to $258.55. August hogs up 37 cents to $91.65. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets mostly higher as oversold conditions continue to ease. Cooler weather looks to persist for much of this week with a little moisture concerns. Soybeans, meanwhile, were mostly mixed. That nice weather is helping to pressure some of the deferred contracts. A lot of spread trade as well in the markets. Wheat markets mostly higher, easing oversold conditions, and also the dollar at the lower end of the trading range. New crop corn up 3 to 4.11 and 3 quarters. New crop beans down 2 1/4 to 10.41. Chicago wheat September up 8.5 to 5.39 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat September up 16 to 5.91 and 3 quarters. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 346, August 346, new crop 357, cash beans 1037, August 1037, new crop 961. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 383, August 378, September 373, new crop 366 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and August corn 373, new crop 367. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 355 and new crop 356. Cash beans 1048, new crop 966. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 366, new crop 362. Cash beans 1040, new crop at 956. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 383, August 388, new crop 366. Cash beans 1073, August at 1067, new crop 982. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 352, new crop 358. Cash beans 1052, new crop 969. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle 182 to 204. Holstein fed cattle 163 to 183. Market cows 102 to 141. Bulls 138 to 175. Calves 400 to 990. Beef steers 185 to 570. Holstein steers 157 to 275. Sheep markets. Market lambs 190 and down. Light lambs 200 and down. Ewes 105 and down. Rams 95 and down. Goat markets. Does 140 and down. Bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 70 to 205, fed lambs 185 to 210, and ewes 100 to 117.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny, up to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northerly breeze here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, warmer and more humid with a high near 80. It is barbecue season, and if you want to kick things up a notch, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
All my friends can tell, I took her leaving. Well, that's kind of right, 'cause when I'm out with them, I don't let her memory rule the night. For the most part, I'm okay, but I still miss her in a roundabout. Other day, I took her smiling face down off my wall. I've come a long, long way, but I still miss her. Start falling.
Panthers.
From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Shot me down, stepping out all over town. Drove me back to drinking in this bar. I found myself a brand new friend. I'm headed down that road again. I'm working on my next broken heart. Happy you said it's hard to tell. You taught me how to hurt so well. When it comes to love, I know my part. Well, I play this game that I can't win. I'll be somebody's fool again. Working on my next broken heart. Well, I thought all day long you'd be the death of me. But I met one tonight who wants what's left of me. I've seen that look before. She'll tear my world apart. I'm working on my next broken heart.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Well, our weather pattern will stay active and warm, and we'll have more coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
It has been quite a run of weather here in Wisconsin, marked by heat, high humidity, and even severe storms that have brought significant rainfall and caused widespread flood damage. Bridget Mason is the assistant state climatologist here in Wisconsin.
With the precipitation, we had lots of tornadoes. With the storms, we had lots of tornadoes. Preliminary results show that we had about 10 tornadoes in Wisconsin over the last week, and most of these tornadoes occurred in southern Wisconsin, and about 8 of the 10 tornadoes occurred during Saturday night storms. And then with Monday night system, we saw strong winds of about 60 to 70 miles per hour and hail that ranged in diameter from about an inch to an inch and a half.
She says much of Wisconsin has experienced temperatures above the 30-year average as well.
And I guess with the heat, too, at least for us in southern and eastern Wisconsin, we've seen about 1 to 10 degrees above the 30-year average or normal. If you're in the far north or northwest, it's been slightly cooler than normal. And with that heat wave, you know, we've had temperatures soar into the 80s for most of the state and even the 90s to the south and around Lake Winnebago. And at the State Climatology Office, we've been doing a little bit of digging into historical heat waves, and our preliminary findings are that while we have seen this hot and muggy weather over the last few days, it's been pretty run-of-the-mill in terms of heat waves for Wisconsin.
As we move further into July, the weather patterns are expected to remain active.
So it looks like to end out June, begin July, we're expecting to continue seeing an active weather pattern. You know, over the next 7 days or so, you may see upwards of 2 inches if you're in the south central or southeastern parts of Wisconsin. But it looks like most everyone will see at least a half inch over the next 7 days. Looking into July over the next 2 weeks or so, it looks like we're leaning toward warmer than normal conditions and possibly wetter than normal. We do have a slight risk for excessive rainfall amounts in place for all of Wisconsin between July 2nd and 8th.
And for the rest of the summer, the Climate Prediction Center suggests a trend toward warmer than normal temperatures.
And then in the long term, the Climate Prediction Center suggests that warmer than normal conditions may persist throughout July, August, and September. However, there is no strong signal in terms of precipitation, so Wisconsin has equal chances of a wet, dry, or near normal summer.
That's Bridget Mason, Assistant Wisconsin State Climatologist. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny, up to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northerly breeze here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Saturday. Partly cloudy, warmer and more humid with a high near 80. It is barbecue season, and if you want to kick things up a notch, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend, Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool. With a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Said comb your hair, she said some kids don't, and her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave, she said yes I will. They said don't see him, she said his name is Bill. She's on a roll and it's all uphill. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on a Satan's time. She thinks they're too old, they think she's too young. The battle lines are clearly drawn. She's a wild one with an angel's face. She's a woman child in a state of grace. When she was 3 years old on her daddy's knee, he said you can be anything you want to be. She's a wild one running free. She has future plans and dreams at night. When you tell her life is hard, she says that's all right.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Faith Hill and Wild One here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, another beautiful day today. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. National Cattlemen's Beef Association is looking for the next singing sensation to open Kettle Con 2025 in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through the 6th. The 12th annual NCBA National Anthem Contest is accepting entries through October 15th at convention.ncba.org. The contest winner will perform the Star-Spangled Banner at the convention's opening general session and also receive round-trip airfare to San Antonio, a hotel room for 3 nights, complimentary convention registration, along with a pair of boots, jeans, and a shirt from Roper or Stetson. Again, if you think you can make that happen, you can sing the national anthem. Visit convention.ncba.org by October 15th. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. In the most recent quarterly report from the CoBank Knowledge Exchange, livestock economist Brian Ernest reported on the impact of inflation on animal protein demand. I'll have the details when we come back. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. Yes, inflation is making its mark on the choices consumers make when it comes to animal protein. According to Dr. Brian Ernest of CoBank, there are notable shifts in what people are buying and where they're choosing to spend their money. Starting with beef, Dr. Ernest notes that despite inflation, beef remains a staple in meals across all income levels. However, for those feeling financially strained, there is a noticeable increase in chicken consumption at the expense of pork. Interestingly, those better off financially are switching from chicken to pork.
Now, when it comes to chicken, the U.S. broiler industry is thriving. Prices for boneless chicken breasts have dropped, making it a cost-effective choice for many consumers. The industry is also innovating with products suited for quick cooking methods like air fryers. Despite disease and genetic issues that are limiting production for some farms, the overall broiler meat production is expected to grow by 1% this year. Pork production, on the other hand, according to Dr. Ernest, shows a mixed bag. While feed costs have significantly decreased, leading to profits for some producers, there's still a challenge with capacity and slaughter rates. Notably, U.S. pork exports are performing exceptionally well, with 31% of all pork and pork variety meats being exported in the first 4 months of 2024. That's a record achievement, and it highlights the robust demand from international markets. For beef, U.S. production is declining, but it's not as rapid as had been expected. Heavier weights of cattle in feedlots are contributing to sustained production levels. However, the overall cattle supply remains tight, leading to higher prices for producers and tighter margins for packers. This dynamic is causing some fluctuations in the beef market, but overall, the sector remains resilient. Additionally, despite a slight decrease in beef production, U.S. beef exports remain robust. Over the past 12 months, the U.S. exported 17.5 billion pounds of animal protein, with beef making up a significant portion of that total. I'll be back with more from the CoBank Quarterly Report after this.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
In his recent update on the livestock markets, Dr. Brian Ernest of the CoBank Knowledge Exchange says the U.S. animal protein sector is showing remarkable resilience despite inflationary pressures, and it's clear that beef, pork, and chicken are finding some unique challenges in this demand cycle. We'll keep an eye on those challenges and keep you updated right here. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show. Learn more at farmprogressshow.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
Huh, you don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty right. Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, crispy fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting in the porch swing, listening to the light rain, beating on the tin roof, baby, just me and you. Rockin' with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer. Moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train. Rockin' with the rhythm of the rain. Feel the breeze.
Sweet, sweet, baby, it feels so fine. Nights like this going on tonight.
rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer. Moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train. Rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Let the breeze.
Takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. He first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they're both nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. Hey, what really turns me on is the shake. Ha! Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay, London, Tokyo, everywhere you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on? It's the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Shomondobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Wasted days and wasted nights. I have left for you behind. For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs to someone else. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Don't you remember the day that you went away and left me? I was so lonely, prayed for you only, my love. Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue? Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Regular rainfall last few months has made it a challenge to harvest alfalfa in many locations across the upper Midwest. Jerry Clark from the University of Wisconsin Extension Service says keeping the alfalfa crop dry has been difficult.
Yeah, it's been a challenge this whole spring and summer with the way the rain has been about every 3 days, hard to get dry hay. So again, that focus on trying to keep the alfalfa quality up when trying to get in between the rains. We've seen a lot of farmers shift to trying to chop, maybe getting silage bags or balage because they just can't get the dry hay. But in all of those instances, you have to be able to manage the bale or manage the storage. And if you don't have the equipment or the facility to do that, and you're kind of relying on that dry hay, that becomes a big challenge. And that's been our biggest concern this whole month of June and early July, has been that it seems like every third day we get at least a half an inch of rain, it seems like, and it's really been a challenge.
He also says Wisconsin growers have been also battling the alfalfa weevil. The Clean Fuels Alliance has delivered a formal notice of intent to sue EPA for its failure to issue timely 2026 renewable fuel standard RVOs. By statute, EPA is required to finalize volumes 14 months before the start of a compliance year. For 2026, that deadline would come at the end of October of this year. On June 28th, the White House Office of Management and Budget released the Spring 2024 Unified Agenda of Regulatory and Deregulatory Actions. The agenda set a timeline for EPA to propose the 2026 RFS volumes by March of 2025 and finalize the rule by December of 2025. EPA's failure to timely issue the 2026 RFS volumes compounds another issue. EPA set the volumes for 2023 through 2025 too low, Clean Fuels said. Kirk Kovarik of Clean Fuels says stakeholder organizations are asking the EPA to ensure that it meets the deadline for the 2026 rule and get it back on track. Sustainable aviation fuel and clean fuel production tax credits have the potential to benefit farmers while lowering carbon emissions. However, the shortcomings in the provision could put the benefits out of reach for many U.S. farmers. Four groups, including the American Farm Bureau, American Soybean Association, National Corn Growers Association, and National Farmers Union, sent a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Office of Management and Budget Director Shalanda Young, urging them to ensure the clean fuel production credit works for U.S. farmers. Without clear domestic feedstock requirements in the tax credit, the benefits of this policy are at risk of being diverted from American farmers, the letter said. There is no current requirement that feedstock be grown domestically, which means foreign feedstock producers can take advantage of the credit. The group also says this goes against the broader goal of supporting U.S. agriculture and rural communities. Farmers in Russia's breadbasket are battling temperatures over 120 degrees and trying to save a wheat crop hit hard by heat wave, frost, and floods. Rostov, one of Russia's key wheat-growing regions, accounted for more than 11% of the country's total grain harvest last year, and ag ministry officials are monitoring it to make more adjustments to an already soft 2024 wheat forecast. The ministry's most recent estimate says the Russian grain harvest will hit 132 million tons, 9% below the 145 million in 2023 and 16% below a record 158 million from 2022. After a serious heat wave followed frosts in the spring, Rostov expects its grain harvest to drop approximately 38% this year to 10 million tons. An agronomist says the wheat initially came out of winter in good condition and the harvest to prospects were excellent. Now they're only harvesting what's left after a rough season. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be another really nice day today, mostly sunny, up to 76 for a high this afternoon with just a light northerly breeze here through the day. Tonight, mostly clear, 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78 by Saturday, partly cloudy, warmer and more humid with a high near 80. It is barbecue season, and if you want to kick things up a notch, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. This stuff is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I have one more.
Looking for.
coming round, round, round. Sing it, Travis.
Cause in my mind, peace I find when they'd start to pour. But now the whiskey ain't working anymore.
Stay out late at night and play my songs. And sometimes all the nights can be so long. And it's good when I finally make it home all alone while she lays dreaming. I try to get undressed without the light, and quietly she says, "How was your night?" And I come to her and say, "It was all right," and I hold her tight. She was my girl. I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I will find a way, while she lays waiting. I stumble to the kitchen for a bite. Then I see my old guitar in the night, just waiting for me like a secret friend. And there's no end while she lays crying. I fumble with a melody or two, then I'm torn between the things that I should do. Then she says to wake her up when I'm through. God, her love is true. And she believes in me. I'll never know just what she sees in me. I told her someday, if she was my girl, I could change the world with my little songs. I was wrong, but she has faith in me, and so I go on trying faithfully. And who knows, maybe on some special night, if my song is right,